Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning. I would like to say good morning. I don't know if we should say the good morning to the land of the living or the land of the dead. Because a lot of people think they're living and they are really dead. If you don't have God in your life, if you don't obey God, no matter what you have, you are just a spiritually dead person. So today, I always ask God to lead me in the things to say and what needs to be said. And God has led me. I know everybody should be, but I know a lot of people say they're not with the Old Testament no more. So, you know, so be it. But I just think, I think the young generation, like the teenagers, should study the Old Testament and the New Testament as I did, and then you make a decision from there. Don't go and make a decision based on what people are telling you that don't believe in God. You know, they don't some way and somehow don't want you to believe in God because of the records, because of how reckless they have lived their lives concerning God. And so, with all that being said, let's please bow here for a short prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you for giving us another day to stand in our faith, to stand against the so-called powers and principalities. We are not fighting flesh and blood. Father God, we just thank you to be able to stand one more day to tell the devil that he's a lie. He's a lie. He's the father of lies. Thank you for giving us the strength to be able to know who the devil is and what to say to the devil. Because you said in your word, I give you the things that you need to say and that you need to do at that right time. And I just thank you. I thank you, Father God. Louis Feliciano, John Lewis Jr., we just come before you in the standing in the gap for our daughter, Iyana, who has been medically kidnapped by the state of Michigan, by Detroit, Michigan homosexuals. But, Father God, we can't question what you do. We just walk day by day and know that you know what you're doing. We don't know every aspect of what you're doing, but we know that you know what you're doing. And I ask, Father God, that you just do whatever you need to do, whatever it is that you need to do to the people that abuse children, molest children, from the social workers of CPS to the doctors to the judge on the bench to the governor of the state. We just ask that you do whatever that needs to be done to the destruction of these people and what they do. Father God, we come before you asking you to do your will. We ask this prayer. We pray for the president. We pray for the vice president of the United States of America. We pray for the other Christians who are being persecuted. We ask this blessing in your name. Amen. Amen. And amen. And today we are going to speak from the book of Daniel. And in the book of Daniel, we're going to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these are friends of Daniel. All of us remember Daniel in the lion den. Shadrach's original name was Hananiah. Meshach's original name was Mishael. And Abednego's original name was Azariah. Daniel's original name was Belshazzar. And so today, we are going to talk about we're going to talk about what happened, and we're going to first of all start in the third chapter of Daniel. And as we remember in the third chapter of Daniel, I call him King Neb. Remember, he made a gold statue, and it was 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. And he made this statue based on Daniel, and we'll talk about that later, Daniel's interpretation of his dream. And it was said that, remember in the dream, Daniel was explaining to him that every nation after his nation would be destroyed. And so what he was trying to do, he was trying to make his kingdom last forever. See, that's what people mess up at when they think that they got a kingdom. You have no kingdom. It's only God's kingdom. This is God's world. And so King Neb was supposed to be inspired. Remember, Daniel was the only one that could interpret this dream. So he think he going to get above God and go past God's dream and solidify this nation. So he made this statue. Like I say, it was 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. And his head was made out of, the statue was made out of gold. And people of all, you know how they claim they got on a bullhorn and shouted out that people of all races, nations, and languages listened to the king's command. And it was sounded out on a musical instrument, and I would assume a bullhorn. And so when he got everybody's attention, he said they would have to bow down to the ground and worship this gold statue that King Neb had created. And so people that were part of his, I guess nowadays people say that they have a machine. People that was a part of his machine went out and informed everybody that you ought to bow down and worship the statue. Well, there were some Jews called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They reported back to the king, kind of like what we're dealing with now. You got people that are calling themselves, were supposed to be spies or want to stay in with the state. And they went and informed the king that these three individuals are refusing to serve your gods. And they are throwing their nose at not worshiping the gold statue that you have set up. And so King Neb flew in a rage, and he ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. And so he said, when they brought him in, he said, is it true that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true that you're refusing to serve my gods or worship the gold statue I have set up? He said, I'm going to give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I made when you hear the sound of this musical instrument. I think it was the bullhorn. And if you refuse, you will be thrown into the blazing furnace. And he said, then I'm going to see if your God is able to rescue you from my power. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But just by chance, if he doesn't rescue us, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your God or worship any statue that you have set up. So he got furious. You know how when you stand up to people who think they in power, and people around them, ooh, shoot, you gonna let them talk to you like that? Ooh, shoot. So he became distorted. He became enraged. Like, ooh, you know how people run around, ooh, you better not talk about the DA. You better, ooh, you call the governor a punk. Ooh, you call them sisters. They in some powerful position. So that's kind of like what he was dealing with, just weak bull just egging him on. So he commanded that the furnace, not that it just, this furnace that he had, it was a furnace that made bricks. It wasn't just like an oven. It was like a big furnace that actually made bricks and different things. You know, everything that the people needed during that time. And he not only that the ordered that the furnace be heated. He wanted it seven times hotter than usual. He gonna show them a thing or two. He gonna show. He using them as an example. See, he's using them as an example that you don't play with me. In other words, he getting everybody else in line that's looking on. And so he ordered some of the strongest men of the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace. They was fully dressed in their pants, their turbans, their robes, and other garments. And because the king, in all his anger, he demanded, listen closely to what I said, this high fire seven times hotter. Each one of the men was throwing them into the fire. They were killed. It's like this person throw one of them in. Two people throw one of them in. They killed the soldiers as they threw the three men in. It was just that hot. It was melting them on the spot. Listen to me closely. You ever heard what you try to do to me, it's going to happen to you. The ditch you dig for me, you going to fall in. So, see, that's a prime example. They throwing them in there, you know, knowing that they wrong, participating in something wrong. As they throwing them in, they melting up. Then up two more men throw them in, they melting up. So, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego securely tied and fell into the rolling flames. But guess what happened? King Neb asked the men, asked the other people, because he couldn't ask the men that threw them in, because they were gone. He said, didn't I just see them tie those men up and throw them into the furnace? They said, yeah. He said, look in there. There's see four men in there walking around in the fire unharmed. He said, matter of fact, that fourth one looks like God. So that fourth one looked like God. Says he was God. Says he was this, says he was that. You know, how did he know that looked like God? And they just walk around. So King Neb had to, he went real close to the door because he just had to see. And he saw the fire was burning up the other men. And he shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. Come here. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. All these high officials, they call them the dignitaries. Nowadays, we call them the honorable this and the honorable that. The officials, the governors, the advisors, chief of staff, you know, every dignitary you could think of crowded around them and saw that. They just had to come look. Didn't see they men gone, but these men ain't got a hair on their head singed. Their clothing was not started. They even smell. I don't even smell no smoke. Then King Neb said, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servant who trusted in him. So, see, that's the life that we must live regardless. You know, you must be determined to serve God no matter what the consequences are. Because God would deliver. And you know, the Bible is parabolistic. But that's so good. God would deliver the faithful who follow him. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't really know what God, if God was, but they told him, say, if by chance, I want you to know, if by chance God don't bring me out this fire, I'll never. never worship a God you set in front of me. That's a, you know, that's the way we supposed to feel. You know what you doing? Tell me you worshiping a homosexual. That's the weakest piece of nothing on this earth. And I'm just going to tell you, I have no sympathy for a man that lay down with a man. That's the, and then thinking I'm finna serve what he talking about. So God will deliver the faithful who follow him. We must have enough courage. To me, it don't even take no courage to stand up to nobody, really. You know, who the hell that you are that you think you can make me go against God? You can't make me do anything. You can't make me do nothing. I believe that God is God. God at work. God controls everything. God controls all life events. Just like you think that you got something to do with some type of control. You have nothing to do with anything. God is using you in order to show what he needs to show. This is being, just like it was written down, this is being written down right now on what you are doing to Louis and Felicia. Or what you, let me say that again, what you think you're doing. You know, this is being written down. If you go to Romans the 9th, let's go to Romans the 9th chapter and the 17th verse. For the scriptures say that God told Pharaoh, I have appointed you for the very purpose of displaying my power in you and to spread my fame throughout the earth. So you see, God chooses to show mercy to some, and he chooses to harden the hearts of others that refuse to listen. God said, he told Pharaoh, I appointed you for a particular purpose. Like these homosexuals sitting around talking about, mouthful or whatever. God said he chose you for the very purpose, to display his power. You actually think that you finna you running around the world acting like you crazy, talking about you finna, you got something to do with God and God's earth. God said he got a purpose to show something about his power. You actually think God finna come and give you some power, you talking about you finna go in a bathroom that belonged to a woman. You actually think God is that? You actually think God that feeble minded? You think he? You think he got Alzheimer's? Don't you? Or dementia? You think he's stupid? Don't you? You really actually think that God is not that kind of God? God said to Pharaoh, listen to me closely. Romans the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 8th verse. For the scriptures say that God told Pharaoh, I have appointed you. God said, I have appointed you, Pharaoh, for the very purpose of displaying my power in you. God said, he appointed Pharaoh so he could spread his fame throughout the earth. Everything you're doing it to show who God is. You're doing it to show who God's people are. God finna show, God is showing you that I got people here. While you running around talking about you the devil, I got people here. They're going to show, going to give you the middle finger and tell you, while you telling God to F him, I got people here that going to tell you to F you. I'm with God. So that's the kind of courage. And to me, that don't take courage. That's just a, to me, that's a natural part of supposedly Christianity, why people playing. You know, why you've been playing for years, talking about, well, you must go through the Son, Jesus Christ, now you, because everything is not going in your favor. What you didn't realize then, nothing was going in your favor then. I'm like, you finna come out as a homosexual over people. You actually thought stuff was, you building up stuff, stuff was fixing to go in your favor. Nothing was in your favor then. Well, you know, I need to go, I'm a man, I need to go in the woman's bathroom. You know, that's what you all about. It's time for homosexuals to come out. Come out for what? To do what? What you finna do to me? You finna kill me? That what you gonna have to do? I mean, really? You gonna literally have to kill me to be telling me I'm finna worship the devil? I ain't finna worship nobody that hung my people from a tree in slavery. I'm trying to tell you something right here, right now. That would never happen. Ever since I was a child, you know, I just remember praying as a child. I used to pray to God. And I told Minister this when I first met him. I said, I used to pray to God that he make somebody out of me. You know, let my life be used for God, for you. You know, and a lot of people think, and a lot of us have prayed that prayer. But when God take us through where he takes us, we want to know why. And God told me one day, I said, wow, I didn't know it was going to be this hard, God. Why? He said, why not? Then God slipped my life back over to when I was child. You told me you wanted to be somebody, Felicia. You want to really and truly be somebody. You can't pretend to be somebody. You got to walk the straight and narrow line in front of people. I want people to see. I want people to see you. That you willing to do anything to show that you are with me. And that's what attitude we must have, the attitude of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because God said, as I said in Romans 9, chapter 17, for the scriptures say that God told Pharaoh, I have appointed you. These people think that they got something to do with something. God said, I have appointed you for the very purpose of displaying my power in you. I want you to spread my fame throughout the earth that I'm God. God chose to, yeah, I want to show that I'm the one that give people mercy. I'm the one that harden your heart of those who refuse to listen. Just like the people that we're dealing with, God got them doing that. You know why? So we can do what we do, so we can throw the mighty blows that God choose for us to throw. They not even in control of their emotion. God is in control. That's why we must trust God. We must have faith in God. God is in control of the events. God is in control of the next as people play chess. God, chess. You know, that's like a game of life. God, who, you know, in other words, God control every move that you make from the left to the right, backwards, forward. And we, oh, God, remember when Daniel was on the run from Saul and he was saying, Lord, you know, Psalm 35:17, Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from the lion's mouth. You know, rescue me, God. We be thinking that God is God right there. But when things are going good, we know God there. Oh, the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the evening. Jesus in the night. But then the first time we get a blow thrown at us, we dropping on our knees, worshiping something other than God. God just want to show you that you who you are and what you are. Because at the time of testing, you must endure the test. You know, right now, my firstborn daughter has been medically kidnapped by the state of Michigan. They have told every lie under the sun. They think that they got all their lies straight. You ain't gonna never, ever, ever have nothing straight with God. Because just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, just in case, and I feel like that, just in case God decide that your next move gonna knock me down, I still won't worship a homosexual. I still will not worship a Caucasian person. I would not worship the devil. Now that I know who the devil is, wouldn't even circumcise my son. That it takes a devil to do something like that. How you gonna explain that to God? You know, you sitting around here telling all your lies. You actually think God didn't see that? God saw everything. God made that event happen. You think you control that event? You think you called Child Protective? You think you was setting up your stuff against me? God was controlling all, everything, every move. You have nothing to do with nothing. Just like you ain't going to have nothing to do with what God got for you and your children. You ain't gonna have nothing. You can cry all you want to. You can look around all you want to. You ain't gonna be able. When God get ready to throw. When God get ready to throw the next blow, when God get ready to throw the next blow, you know the blows that you are throwing at me, you're not gonna even be able to take what you do. I remember a minister was telling me that his grandmother used to be always rocking with a Bible, and she used to tell him that, you know, people. And I used to hear that too, but I just remember him vividly. My grandmama told me, so you know, a person, people that ain't gonna never be able to, the medicine that they give to you, they not gonna be able to take that same medicine. So know it. Why you throwing it? You know it when it come back to you. That's just like the men that was throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fight. Like a lady told me, this lady was one of my enemies. And she told, I'm talking about down in Alabama. And she told me, she said, you know, told me and ministered one day. She said, I know God. This woman against me was against me. She said, I know God walking with y'all. I saw them do some things and set up some things against y'all. And God just walked you. You just walked right over everything. She said, I was right there, and I saw. And she told me when I happened. I said, when God, when you dig one ditch, you got to dig two. She said, no. That's not how it go. She said, when a person dig a ditch for a person of God, and you ain't got to dig, because they gonna fall into that ditch. And that's what happened right there. That's what happened right there. Those men, as those men were throwing each one of men, they melted right there. They melted right there. The fire was seven times hotter. They melted. So see, when a person doing something against you, you know, God is in control of everything. You know, just like right now. You know why we still standing? We still standing because of God. We ain't standing because they really trying to do what's right. They can't do nothing. They can't do nothing. And if by chance they did, they're going to fall right into it. Every time you walk toward me, God just going to strike you. He going to strike you down. And if by chance he don't do it right then and there, he going to do it. You know, every time they walk, God say when your enemy one blow at you, he going to scatter them in seven. And so, we must have the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We must have that kind of faith because God is God. God not trying to be God. He shows us on a daily basis that he's walking with us. You know, they think that I believe that they not moving, that they not doing anything because they can't do anything. And the bad chance that they did. You know, let's see what God got to say. I tell you what, you move forward with anything, whatever, because everything is in God's hands. Because you think God's doing this scenario for you to win. See, that's how stupid you is. A homosexual is just a stupid person. You know, God using us for the very purpose. Why you talking about F God? He using us for the very purpose to show people that you nothing. The same thing that you say against God is being, and you're not even nothing in comparison to God. You don't control nothing. Because a man can't be a woman. A man can't be a woman. You can do anything. You can do whatever you want to do. You can't. God made a woman. He knew you were gonna do this. God said, "I knew you before you were born. As you were born." Do you think your mother put your eyes on you, your head, your neck, your body, your penis, your vagina? You think your mama did that? God did that. God said, "I already knew you. I knew you were gonna come out
and be a homosexual. So now you think all of a sudden I knew you. That's why I made a woman a certain way and I made a man a certain way. I made a woman in order for a woman to be a woman, she has to have a child. That can't be duplicated through no science. You can't duplicate a woman's natural philosophy of her body being able to. He fixed that where a man could do that. He fixed that where only a woman can do that. A man cannot be a woman. You run around talking about you finna go in the woman's bathroom. Now, you know, that's what I'm saying. Then you tell me you finna go get you some rights. You finna go to hell. I'm just trying to tell you. And that's where you need to go. Because these children deserve, you know, they deserve. Because I'm going to tell you something. I told God of Almighty, and I want you to hear me closely. You know, I don't want you around me. I'm looking for a sanctuary city. I'm looking for a sanctuary situation for heterosexual black Christians. That's what I'm looking, nuclear family. A black love, hashtag black love is here. It's coming back. Black families coming back. Nuclear families. I ain't talking about these families you making up. No, this family, that. No, I'm talking about black man, black woman. Black children to the bone, thoroughbred. I'm talking about thoroughbred. That's coming back. Then you want to, well, the Lord is no respecter. See, I ain't talking to you on that no more about no Lord is no respect. Because, see, we ain't tried that interracial stuff. We ain't tried trying to fellowship with people. You know, it ain't no, you the one talking about, well, you know, you a Christian. You a Christian, I'm not a Christian. You this and you that. I'm from, you know, you don't know who I am. To be quite honest with you, that's what scares you. You don't know who we are. You just fooling these people around us like we supposed to be some crazy nutcases up and down the street talking about homosexuality. You don't know who we are. Really. You ain't never had to deal with this since you, you know, only thing you dealing with is these old black Negro homosexuals around here lapped off around with white homosexuals. This time out for that. I'm not finna live in no world like that. I'm not finna live in no world where no white homosexuals gonna be in my community. I got to watch them mess up young black men. No. You finna go back to your community, or this world finna be destroyed. I'm telling you, I'm bringing the power down. I'm bringing the house down. The house finna come down. Either I'm finna die, but that's what's gonna happen. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not finna talk to no man talking about he's no woman, period. Okay? That ain't even finna work. I ain't finna talk to no man talking about he's telling my, talking about you, and you disguising yourself, and I got to call you a man. Talking about you over there telling my daughter that F-U-C-K God, she a boy, she, her name Jacob. She don't know nothing about that stuff you talking about. Jacob the deceiver. Jacob is Israel now. So you think you so smart, like you finna go in the Bible and show me God. What you can do. God got you doing it. And I just thank him. I thank him for making it. I thank him for singling me out. Why are you trying to single me out? God is singling me out. I thank him for singling me out. So moving forward, you're going to stay on your side of the fence. I don't mind staying on my side of the fence. I love black people. I'm going to just tell you, I love they crazy behind. I don't want nobody else around me talking about no God. You know, why you trying to tell me about what I am, who I am, and who I'm talking to. I definitely ain't talking to that God you talking to. Somebody, he finna make a homosexual gay. He's talking about he finna tell a homosexual they something. You know, LGBT. What the hell that means? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people. That sounds like a homosexual to me. That sounds like a homosexual to me. You can put all these words on people that you want to, but when God come here and judge, he, they homosexuals to God. They ain't no LGBT. You ain't, who you trying? I'm trying to figure out who you trying to, who are you trying to say that abomination is just like, well, you know, this is how black folks were treated. No. Uh-uh. We were born black. We was born beautiful. You just got black people. Now black people tattooing their skin everywhere. That's fools. What you tattooing your skin for? That should let you know what people got a problem with. That's what y'all need to be where you so jealous hard. It's jealous of black people. That's what you need to be working on. You need to be working on your skin. So you run around talking about you finna whack your ding-a-ling off until you finna become a woman. You, I'm the white woman ain't doing, I'm gonna just show them, I'm gonna show them what a woman is. You know, what is you talking about? You know, that's when he, I hear him over there coming and fall. Well, you know, majority of the world ain't accepted homosexuality. It's the upper echelon Caucasian community. Upper echelon Caucasian community helping you. We have this. I don't even know the black people I know. I'm going to tell you something. I know black people. I know they tricky. But the black people I talk to, it could be a woman with 4 children, 5 children, and 10 daddies. So sit there and tell me, no, homosexuality is just an abomination. I ain't going with that, period. I don't know what upper echelon, I call them, they more upper echelon blacks than these black people that sit in a woman, these women with these 4 children and 10 daddies, they more upper echelon than you would ever be. Because homosexuality is just an abomination. I ain't trying to make their situation good. I'm trying to just show you how down and louder you is. A woman with 4 children and 10 daddies is better than a homosexual. I'm trying to tell you something. You know, homosexuals don't. They proud. They don't submit to nothing. At least a woman with 4 children will say, well, you know, I just don't know what to do. You don't hear women with 4 children. I'm proud. I've got to do. All I'm saying is I'm blessed. You don't hear these women with 4 children talking about, I'm glad I ain't got no dead in the home. Damn God. No, they try to take them children and send them to church. They try to teach them children the Bible. But they don't know about these homosexual deacons, these homosexual preachers, these homosexual sisters with wives. Wives think they smart. That man just putting AIDS in you. Yeah, now you know, it's HIV, it ain't AIDS. No, I don't give a damn what it, Don, what you think it is. You always got a sophisticated way to cover stuff up. Well, you know, we ain't gonna use the word AIDS no more. HIV, before it turn into AIDS, we gonna stop it. No, in order to stop that, you gotta stop homosexuality. These upper echelon white. Homosexuality came from white, from Caucasian. You talking about upper echelon Caucasian race. I don't like that supposed to be so smart. Now you talking about more black people got HIV than white people. How the hell is that? You never tell a lie about anything. You don't lie about anything. So, we're going to take a break and just remember that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's
about
our faith in God. You must be determined to serve God regardless of the consequences. If you God will deliver the faithful who follow him. If you follow God, God will deliver you. You know, who wants to stay in the same place all the time? You know, you must have enough courage to put your faith in God. But to me, that don't take courage because I don't know nothing other than God. I really don't. I understand what people are saying, but I think it's a joke. I'm going to be really honest with you. I think it's a literal joke that a person, not even a person, they're just like a shot at a person, or a person that God created would think that I would worship them. You know, I don't have no reason. Don't do that, June. I don't have no reason to worship something other than God, you know, because God is the one that controls everybody. God controls your enemies. God controls the devil. Do you think, you know, why you think the devil got more power than God? We act just like the devil got more power than God. He has no, this country to me have always been the type of country they want to stay, well, you know, they want to go with who's going to win. Well, God's going to win, so why ain't you going with him? I've always known most people that want to go with the winner. You know, now this country is backwards. They want to go with the loser. Because God controls everything. As I said earlier, he controls events. He controls the sun, the sky. He controls everything. And when we must be relentlessly praying to God. And you must maintain your integrity. Don't be running around. I heard Hank Sanders' son-in-law. He married to Malika Sanders. I heard him down there talking about, he talking to Minister Lewis one day, telling him, well, you know, trying to explain to him, well, if you want to get along with the white man, then just be a sister. See, that's what I'm saying. He called himself a bishop. You know, you must maintain your integrity. You know, you got to tell... You got to tell something other than God. As God says, if you speak the word of God, the devil will flee from you. I'm telling you. See, you actually think that the devil can actually stand up against you. The devil can't stand up against you. As James 4:7 say, humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The devil cannot stand up and talk to you. The devil cannot stand up to you. I done tried, just like, the devil can't talk to me. I just know that. Only thing the devil can do is be the devil, be dirty. Do whatever God commands him to do in order to, God want to show the devil through you that this is my faithful servant. I'm in almighty power. He's saying that God is saying he's an almighty power. But he want to show the devil, something while the devil is talking. Evil and wickedness has never won us. So, as I said, you must be relentless in your prayers. You must maintain your integrity. And you must be content to serve God wherever he puts you. No matter where God puts you, you got to serve him no matter what. And don't compromise with the devil and the people that serve him. You know, always have loyalty, allegiance, and convictions concerning God. You know, you should not compromise with the devil. Now, what is your point? I mean, where are you going with compromising with the devil? Because God said, in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 3rd through the 7th verse, he said, in the last days, scoffers are people who are going to be mocking people. They'll come, they're going to mock the truth, following their own desires. They will say, what happened to the promise that your Jesus Christ is coming back again? Because from the beginning of time, from the beginning of our ancestors, everything has been the same.
since the world was created. So that's homosexuals right there talking about, well, you know, homosexuality, man. You demonate people that have been here since the beginning of time. God has been here since the beginning of time. God is time. God said, one day is 1,000 years to him. 1,000 years is one day. You're talking about you've been here since the beginning of time. You ain't been here since no beginning of time. You've been here 6,000 years. And I doubt if you, I'm just researching that. You don't act like you've been here 6,000 years. God been here trillions of years. The Bible, you know, God don't even have a birth record. Don't nobody, people still going back and back and back and back trying to figure out where did this God come from. You talking about you've been here since the beginning of time. You ain't been here for no trillions of years. You've been here, according to the, you know, the knowledge and the research I had, you've been here 6,000 years. Somebody, like, you've been here since the beginning of time. Then God said that he did, I'm still on 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th verse. They deliberately forgot that God had made the heaven by the commands of his wind. He brought the earth out from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. The present heavens and earth have been stored up for fight. See, right now, God, you're being stored up for fight. They are being they are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people would be destroyed. And as 2 Peter 3 and 8 say, 1,000 years to the Lord is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years to the Lord is like a day, and a day is 1,000 years to the Lord. You know, to God is time. You know, you running around, about to, you know, killing yourself, talking about what you finna do with God. You finna show God a man finna be a woman, a woman finna be a man. You finna show God you finna take over this place called the earth. You know, you ain't finna show God anything but what God appointed you to show. Whatever the purpose of your life is. Just like Proverbs 28:4 say, to reject the law of God is to praise the wicked. To obey the law of God is to fight the wicked. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the law understand completely. And that's where I'm at in my life. I'm right there in my life. You know, we trying to bring the house down. You know, people talking about what they finna do with God. You ain't finna do nothing with God. You know, you talking about God made you a win-win, now you a woman, but you finna do something with God? You know, you just showing your craziness. And I ain't even talking to the people, these old righteous, I'm an outward homosexual. God, Jesus is a bigot. Fuck Jesus. The Bible is a hoax. I'm finna go whack my ding-a-ling off because God don't know I'm a woman. I ain't even talking to you. I'm talking to these teenagers that's going to these websites talking about you can be good without God. You can't be good without God. You know, you talk about gun. You're all on TV talking about the gun laws. We gonna make a change. The change that you need to bring, make is to invite God back into school. That these old people that sit around on your old, nasty, old, crusty, mouthball-smelling butt, you know, the chain, you talking about gun laws, God's laws. A child can't make it without God. You know, why didn't he do good? Just like in other words, we got organizations set up that are saying good without God. But the public school system is the same way. They just got a secret society, you know, on the sideline, sneaking, trying to thinking that they can keep God out of everything. You can't keep God out of anything. You ran God. You ain't ran God nowhere. God just setting aside, just doing what he do. He being God. You don't care nothing about what happened to no children anyway. You just a bunch of homosexual fake news, CNN, just sitting around just talking. Because what happened to Russia? Now you talking about, well, you know, Donald Trump cheated on his wife. Well, Bill Clinton, you know, look at all that stuff he's doing sitting up in the White House. You trying to cover for Bill Clinton. You know, had me even out there voting for Bill Clinton. What I know now, if I knew then, I would never supported the Clinton. Not one iota. So, God said even in Isaiah 3:9, that very look on their faces gives them away. They display their sin like the people of Sodom. And even don't even try to hide. They are doomed. They have brought destruction upon themselves. You know, they talking about homosexuals. You know, just running around through the earth. Like God said, your very look, you just look like an old homosexual. You just sitting around thinking, talking about you honorable. This is the honorable, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the woman's name. Well, she's sitting on the bench trying to call Louis Louise, knowing she the honorable. Honorable what? You the honorable devil? Would that make, what is an honorable devil? I mean, what are you supposed to be? Were we supposed to get scared because you the devil? You don't see something. You just keep sitting over there looking around, trying to bombard my situation with the lawsuit. I was trying to pretend like you finna be some type of judge to me. You ain't finna be no judge to me. Because even God say in Hebrews the 6th chapter in the 10th verse, for God is not unjust. God not gonna forget how hard we have worked for him, how we have showed, how we have done the things that we do. You know, God just don't forget anything. So, just as we say about the children, you know, faith comes from hearing, and they got to hear the word of God. As a child, you say you finna raise a good child without God. How you gonna do that? I'm just wondering, how in the world are you gonna do that? In other words, you doing that over here, and the result of what you doing is causing things to happen in the universe. Then you talking to these parents talking about, well, you know, I'm going to give this man the death penalty. All those children got the death penalty. Why are you sitting up talking? And you got these other children on TV talking about gun law. They don't know nothing about what they talking about. They need to go somewhere and be praying to pray and ask God to lead them and show them what they need to be doing. That's what their parents need to be doing. You're talking about a freaking gun law. You can't stop nobody from getting no gun. Y'all really should think that. You cannot stop nobody that want to get a gun to get a gun. Matter of fact, the people that's doing all this stuff, you know, you're supposed to go through a normal just background check. You're talking about AR-15. AR-15 is a woman's best friend. A lot of women like AR-15. And they ain't going around going up in no school shooting nobody. What are you talking about? You're going to stop the gun law. You try, well, you think you can keep looking over God. The more you look over God, the more things going to happen. You know, you're going around picking fights and stuff. You're picking this fight with men. They're like, I be talking to God sometimes, even about the situation I'm in with my daughter. You know, the devil. The word of God teaches me if the devil start a fight, let the devil put out a fight. I got to be going around here trying to find an attorney. You know, a couple of what they doing. They think I'm finna just sit idle and let them destroy my family complete. I'm not finna sit idle for nobody. So they want you to sit idle and let you, and so they can continue to just tear your family, black family unit down, so they can continue to go on TV and talk about it. That's the problem with black people. Now, you know what the problem is with black people? They don't know who the devil is. Like you talking about black, this identity politics. You don't like identity politics. That's what I don't like about black people. They don't know how to identify their enemies. You know, what more do a person need to do to you? That's like the Jews with the Holocaust, the Indians. You don't see them people just sitting around bowing down to white folks. You know, black people are the only ones. Somebody do some bust you and did everything to you. Somebody, and then you got a person like Jesse Jackson running out talking about you don't need no reparation. You know, what the hell is he talking about? Then he go from that to he finna get some homosexuals hooked up with a man. And I'm just wondering who he talking to. He talking to her like he talking to me or something. So he finna, you know, talking about just give me 2 million. Jesse Jackson, you can't marry no 2 million. You the biggest fool I ever. You hell bound. Talking about you from the Black Panther. You know, that's just nothing. Jesse Jackson is nothing. And y'all just need to face that. He said back in, Jesse Jackson said back in 2004 that homosexual marriage are not civil rights. You know, and look fast forward. He's like, you give me 2 million, I'll marry. You cannot marry 2 men. Marriage is a sacred thing before God that it can only be done with man and woman. Man, who you think you are? You give me 2 men, I'll marry. You cannot marry 2 men. That's a lie. The devil is a lie. How can a person get that old and start talking about they somebody? You ain't none of my spiritual leader. I don't even know what you're talking about. So that's why you got to be careful who you follow. You have to be real careful with the things that they're trying to represent. You know, if a person is trying to go against God, and I say trying and literally, then you should know what to do with that. So, with that being said, I'm going to leave that on your mind and take a break.
going to bring things to the end here. I enjoyed talking to you about the Book of Daniel. And we'll finish this conversation tomorrow. You have a good rest of your day, rest of your week. I pray for you. You pray for me. God bless you. Good morning to you.